With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Thomas Bach, the president of the International Olympic Committee, announces he's stepping aside.
The 70-year-old said the IOC needed a new leader who could steer the Olympic movement through an increasingly digital and political world. Bach has led the IOC since September 2013, and his 12-year limit was due to expire next year. But members asked him last year to consider changing IOC rules to let him remain in office.
Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on Russia's efforts to secure its border by following an incursion by Ukraine's forces.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications and take possession of vehicles. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal prosecutors in Switzerland say they found Glencore's international unit criminally liable.
The prosecutors have ordered the commodities giant to pay over $150 million in fines and compensation after ending a probe of bribery involving Congo's mining industry. The Swiss Attorney General's office says Glencore International failed to take adequate steps to prevent bribery of a Congolese public official by a business partner. The bribery allegations centered on Glencore's purchase of minority stakes in two companies from the African country State Mining Company.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Families of victims of an airliner crash in Brazil gather at a morgue and hotels in Sao Paulo hours after forensic experts work to identify the remains of the 62 people killed in the accident. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. J.D. Vance takes aim at transgenderism. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate is not afraid to call out Democrats on the issue, unlike a number of Republican candidates who seem to be a bit shy. At a recent rally, Vance said bluntly, quote, "We think it's weird that Democrats want to put sexually explicit books in toddlers' libraries. We think it's weird that the far left wants to allow biological males to beat up women in boxing." Some evangelicals say the GOP needs to talk about transgenderism more. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This month marks the 10th anniversary of ISIS takeover of Iraq, during which thousands of Christians and other people from non-Muslim communities were killed in the city of Mosul and the surrounding areas. Iraq's Assyrian Christians, who belong to a native Mesopotamian community consisting of early converts to Eastern Orthodoxy, suffered greatly. In Mosul, ISIS marked Christian homes and either killed them inside or drove them out. This is SRN News. Michael Bloomberg's organization, Bloomberg Philanthropies, bestowing a huge gift.
Bloomberg will give $600 million to the endowments of four historically black medical schools, among the largest private donations to any historically black college or university. Howard University College of Medicine, Meharry Medical College, and Morehouse School of Medicine will each get $175 million. Charles Drew University of Medicine and Science will receive $75 million. And Xavier University of Louisiana, which is opening a new medical school, will also receive a $5 million grant. John Scott reporting.
The union that represents train engineers says Union Pacific is holding back on its promises to make their schedules more predictable. These quality-of-life concerns nearly caused a nationwide rail strike 2 years ago. The nation's largest railroad is telling the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen Union that it isn't getting enough work out of engineers anymore. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.